Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
In a bar in Toledo, across from the depot, on a bar stool, she took off her ring.
Kenny Rogers passed away. He was started out as a folk singer with New Christy Minstrels, a rock star, and then obviously an icon in country music. All right, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan. Let's go to the phones and talk to one of our favorite people, JR from Colorado Clays. Good morning, JR.
Hey, good morning, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, you know, a lot of trying times, a lot of people trying to figure out what's going on. We've been trying to catch up with all our partners, and we know things could change daily. This afternoon, there could be something from the governor. It changes everything. But right now, we're trying to encourage people to get outdoors, to do things, to live your life. Just do it responsibly. You know, if you have symptoms, don't go, and make sure that the places you're going are doing it responsibly. So what's the status at Colorado Clays?
Well, Terry, I'm glad you asked, because as everybody knows, customer and employee safety is our top priority here at Colorado Clays, and we really do take our community's health and well-being very seriously. So, Terry, we recognize that this COVID-19 situation has forced all of us to be extremely mindful of our decisions and our activities, of course. So here at Colorado Clays, we are following the CDC protocols in cleaning, hand washing, of course, requiring employees to stay at home if they had, you know, illness. And we're also monitoring the state recommendations you were just talking about very carefully. Now, example, Terry, of course, we're going to be limiting, you know, numbers of guests in the clubhouse and common areas and ask everyone to practice the social distancing we've been told about. So at this time, we'll be continuing our regular shooting activities and hours. And as always, we're committed to providing our regular services at the highest level possible. So having said that, you know, being that we are an outdoor facility with all of our fields, courses, and ranges spread out on an area over 120 acres in size, we will continue to do what we've been doing here for the last 24 years, which is offer Colorado's premier public shooting facility. And we're still featuring the very finest in rifle, pistol, trap, skeet, wobble trap, and sporting clays to everyone with no membership required. And, of course, remember, we are a state-of-the-art facility. Everything we offer is handicap accessible, and we're open year-round, of course, which is what makes it, you know, nice this time of year, of course. We're individual and group-friendly, and what I mean by that, Terry, is even some folks want to be shooting alone or that's the only option they have. Everything on our property can be done by an individual up to the groups, of course, which we're trying to avoid nowadays. And being located just north of DIA, we're only a short drive from pretty much anywhere in the metro area and most of the Front Range.
You really do have total facilities out there for everybody. A couple things I want to touch on right away. And the first one is we're getting real close to turkey season. Are you still patterning the turkey guns?
We certainly are, Terry. A lot of guys coming out and taking their hunts very seriously. Our pattern area is all set up. We're getting some data compiled. It seems to be following the tracks of years past, but I think the most important thing to remember is that for only $10, the peace of mind knowing that the load you've chose, the gun you're using, and the fact that it's shooting where you're aiming puts you 10 steps ahead of the game. So I urge everyone, give me a call, and we'll get those guns dialed in before they head out.
Well, and it is so important. I think another thing is that understanding your effective range. Some people, you know, they're tempted to take that 50, 60-yard shot. Can you kill a bird out there? Sure. Is it a good choice? Probably not. Have you done anything as far as the distance, or haven't you calibrated to see maybe what seems to be the most effective ranges?
Well, Terry, and that's a great question. And really, when it's all said and done, that is kind of the one of the main points of matching your gun chokes and loads. Now, with the guns that have come in again this year, some people have guns that are more effective, more designed for what they're doing. As a general rule, getting in the 30 to 40 yard range, if you got a good tight choke, got some good loads, and your gun is shooting where you're aiming, pretty good. We have had a couple of guns that their combinations had very good density in their patterns and very tight patterns out to the 45 yard range. 50 seems to be kind of the maximum limit for the very best guns to be guaranteed effective. So anything past that, like I say, you're going to have to evaluate it situation at a time.
Yeah, and we don't want people taking irresponsible shots because, you know, you wound a bird and you just don't have a successful hunt either. And part of the calling sports are getting in that animal's comfort zone and drawing it in close to you and working your calls and your decoys. That's part of the excitement of the calling sports. And, you know, I don't know if you've personally done any turkey hunting. I know you do a lot of work with guys on their guns, but it's an addictive sport.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Terry. And, yeah, I used to really be into the turkey hunting. And, the adrenaline rush of bringing a bird in is as fun as the finish. And it's certainly not worth taking a marginal or risky shot and losing a bird, you know, because you may get a crack at him next week if you leave him go, pass on a so-so shot.
I did notice there was a flock of turkeys out at Colorado Clays. They know where you can't shoot otherwise, don't they?
Well, Terry, and then that's true. Now, I don't know if you recall your turkey joke a couple weeks ago there. I think I can speak on behalf of the turkeys, maybe the doves, ducks, geese. They feel real comfortable in areas that you frequent. But, no, you're right. That's one thing about our Sporting Clays course, Terry. It is down in that Box Elder Creek bottom. You will see wildlife on occasion out here. And, of course, you know, we really enjoy seeing them while we're out doing some recreational shooting. So it's just a great day to spend time down in Colorado Clays.
I will concede that I do not put fear into doves.
So right.
They kind of are relieved when it's me that's showing up in their hunting area. Hey, one other thing I want to talk to you about, and that's a lot of people are out buying guns right now. You know, whether it's self-defense or self-assurance or whatever, owning a firearm is an incredibly responsible act. It takes a lot of, you're putting a lot of responsibility to do it, to understand your firearm, to use it correctly, to know how it operates, and to understand safe operation of it. A lot of these people are going into a big box store and buying a handgun or maybe even an AR or something. They've never really shot it before. Your rifle and pistol range are open. If these people show up, you've got range people, you've got instructors. What can you do for them?
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Colorado Clays, we are a licensed federal firearms dealer, so we do those transfers as well. And a lot of those people we intercept as they're getting their new gun shipped here. But certainly anybody who buys a new gun, even if you have shot, maybe it's a different gun, you know, if you're fairly comfortable with shooting, our staff is very familiar with most all makes, models, and calibers. And if you're very beginning or something you haven't done, I highly recommend even a short session with one of our instructors. Just call out, schedule that, and you can just be light years ahead on your shooting with just a simple session to get you going in the right direction.
Well, and it not only makes you more proficient with the firearm, but it exponentially increases your safety aspect of handling something you're comfortable with. One more thing on shooting, and that is that I'm hearing around that a lot of places are having trouble with ammunition. A lot of shooters don't have ammunition. I know you sell ammunition out there for people using the range. Are you okay on ammunition?
Yeah, well, and Terry, you know, we're currently stocking all the popular calibers for our customers. And, of course, due to the temporary delays on availability on some of the supply chains, and that goes for you know, ammo, paper towels, whatever. We're just asking right now that everyone purchase only the ammo they need for their session at Colorado Clays. So we're not going to be doing any bulk ammo sales at this time, but we do have all the popular calibers, and they are available to our customers to come out and enjoy some shooting.
Now, the last thing I need to talk to you about is the problems you caused me sending those pictures of walleyes.
Well, Terry, that was just for you. Sometimes you got to rub it in, and that's all I was doing. I will say, though, boy, it was just a brief little window there, and a bunch of those, I think I told you, a bunch of those males were up looking for the girls, and they were being really aggressive, so I just lucked out and hit a window. And, of course, I had to let you know that.
Yeah, right. And, of course, Karen saw it. And, you know, she would kill for walleyes. She loves walleyes. It's her favorite fish. And I haven't been out walleye fishing yet this year. And no cracks about it wouldn't have made any difference. And
right.
So I had to show her those pictures. So first she was mad at you for sending it. But then she was mad at me because I hadn't caught any walleyes yet this year. You are a troublemaker.
Well, it worked out perfectly then, Terry.
Yeah. My friend, we do need to not only shoot together, but we do need some time in a boat together.
Yeah, we'll schedule that, Terry. Tell Karen I'm sorry, but we'll get some fish on the table here soon.
All right. Hey, the other thing, folks, come out there, and in between shooting, you and Doug have been known to talk a little fishing with them, too.
Oh, yeah. I always love to see pictures. I love to hear stories. And I've never claimed to know it all. I will take every tidbit I can get.
All right, my friend. You be safe, be healthy, keep the operation going well. And as I've been telling everybody, we're going to keep in touch with our sponsors and our partners. Let me know, and I will post on my Facebook page if there's any changes out there.
Thank you so much, Terry. And again, everybody, watch the website. Give us a call, listen to the recording. We're going to keep all of the current information on those and make sure everybody gets through this.
And that's coloradoclays.com. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Terry.
You bet. They're great, just great people out there. You know they're going to do the right thing. They're going to be responsible. And, you know, we got to follow whatever orders we're given, but we can't quit living until we're, as long as we can do things. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up. I got a few things I want to talk to you about on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.